8th Perek of Bava Kamma, 7th Mishnah, Afal Pisha Noisin Lay and Nimchalay Achi Vakesh Mimenu. Even though he gives him the payment for damaging his friends, he still has to ask Mechila. There's two cheshbon, there's a monetary cheshbon and there's an aveira cheshbon, benon l'chaveira cheshbon. You have to ask Mechila and be makabel on oneself not to do it again. It says that Vayavram Avinu, when Abimelech took Sarah also, he said that he requested that Avram Avinu should be mispelled for Abimelech. So obviously he must have asked him for Chila before he asked Avram Avinu to daven for him. How do we know that the one who was hurt should not be cold-hearted, and he should have rachmanis and be moichel on the other side. Shenema veispal Avram Elokim veyip Elokim es Avimelech. Even though Avimelech did something terrible to him, but when Avimelech had charota, Avram Avinu was moichel and even davened for him. Oyim esames eine kateis raglai as yodai shor as raglai. Someone says, "Blind me, I'll cut off my arm, break my leg." Chayov, if the person does it, he has to pay, because we could assume that he didn't mean it seriously. Nobody in his right mind would really want somebody to chop off his arm and leg. Amanas lifta chayiv. Even he said that, "Don't worry, I'm not going to charge you for it." Still, the person has to pay because he has to understand that it can't be this person meant it seriously. Kiras ksusi shavas kadi chayiv. Someone says, "Break my, rip my garment or break my jug." Even so, the person is chayiv. I'm not slip to potter, but if he said explicitly that if you do it, you will be potter, then he is potter. Yeah. Okay, yeah. The Maizis, some say that this mission is talking about a case where the where the one was about to damage asked him, "Amanas lifta, will it be for free?" And he answered, "Yes." So in that case, we say they didn't mean it seriously. It was because you're coming up to me. Is it all right for me to destroy your card and not be paid? Somebody says yes, he means yes. You know, like, don't bother me. But if the one who initiated it was the one who was damaged, and he says, "You have permission to destroy this, and I will not take payment for it," then he is potter. Ask the if he said to somebody else, and will not have to pay, he can't say, "Well, he told me to do it, and he said he'll take care of the payment." The one who did the damage has to pay, whether he wounded somebody or he damaged his money.